family work looks completely and totally different, and it depends on your children and you and your husband or wife and your circumstances and where you live and all these different things. And so I'm gonna, you know, my job here is to throw lots of things at you. We're gonna spend a lot of time talking about positives and negatives and the reasons, but you will receive the inspiration and the revelation for your family and what you will do in this stage and in stages to come. So that's how I wanted to start it. And this is my beautiful family. Like I said, they're the guinea pigs, and they're the ones who are saying, it's like, please only tell the nice stories. So I wanted to start with a few quotes, because these really summarize my philosophy on this. So we'll start with a quote from L. Tom Perry. He says, "I believe that second only to ensuring that every child receives an understanding of the gospel of our Lord and Savior is teaching them the joy of honest labor." And Neil A. Maxwell said, "Work is always a spiritual necessity, even if for some, work is not an economic necessity." So we're living in a world that is less and less work as a necessity. I call it Little Britches Land versus Nintendo Land. So for those of you who've read Little Britches, it's a story of a family that moves from New York to Colorado, and they get there and they basically have nothing. And they are building this farm from nothing. And the dad is teaching his I think it starts when he's 10, 11, teaching the son, you know, the honest labor. But the boy can see right from the beginning, I have to do my part or my family suffers. We won't eat if I don't milk the cows. We won't have food if I don't get the chickens. And so it's really easy to link the work with what he's doing, and they can see the law of the harvest immediately. We plant the seeds, we water, and we get food. But in our world today, we have so many distractions, and we don't have as easy of a link between our labor and the fruits of our labor. Now, that doesn't mean we can't do things to change that. But for many of us, we may grow a garden, and we'll talk about gardens here, but we don't have to have the garden. Like, if my kids don't weed or water the garden, and they're infamous for not weeding and watering the garden, we're not gonna die. The consequences are that mom gets mad, not the consequence that we don't eat. And so it makes it, I think, a little more difficult to link this labor with the rewards. And so we as parents have to do certain things to bring in those rewards.